have anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch here into the second hour of the program tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. I want to come back to the issue of law enforcement against prohibition and Jack Cole, their executive director, kicking out one of their members from the speaker's list because of one of the things he said about not enforcing bad laws on people. I want to get back to that topic. Unfortunately, we actually double-booked guests tonight. Normally we don't have more than one guest per night, but I guess there was not good communication
usually
between you and I.
One.
So. Yeah, usually there's no guests on the program, but we do have to make room for Catherine Albrecht. She is here with us.
With a very special announcement.
With what is I consider an exciting announcement, actually. Catherine is also with StartPage.com. Of course, you may know her name from her book, which I believe is Spy Chips.
Spy Chips. I've got a signed copy.
Catherine, are you there? Hey, Catherine, nice to talk to you again. You're also with StartPage.com, and we talked to you back when StartPage kicked off our partnership together, where we've been talking about StartPage for a while now on the program and telling our listeners about how it is that StartPage.com is the place to go because not only do you get results from 12, it's a search engine, not only do you get results from something like 12 different search providers all cobbled together for you, but you also have complete privacy in your searches. And for me, that's a really big feature for a search engine to have in a day and age in which most search engines are logging everything that you type in and using that information for who knows what purposes. So that was great. I mean, StartPage.com was great as is, but you've got something that's pretty big to announce, so I'll let you take care of that.
All your listeners, that is an official holiday today. But I didn't get it off from work. I don't know about you, but
it is
an acknowledged holiday in the U.S., Canada, and 18 other countries around the world. So it is International Data Privacy Day. And in celebration of that, this is the day that about 6 months worth of IT development work and kicking the tires and marketing background and all sorts of things we've done at StartPage have culminated in the release of our brand new proxy. So what this means is now when you do your searches on StartPage.com, you go on and you look up whatever it is. The search I've been doing just for kicks has been DARPA. I just go on to StartPage.com, type DARPA in there, and you'll get, of course, the first link you'll get is DARPA.mil, the people who brought you things like, pupating insects with tracking devices embedded inside of them that can fly around and beam home images from inside your house to pain beams that can, laser beams that you can use to microwave people and cause them pain at a distance, all kinds of groovy stuff coming out of DARPA. So that's a website you might think twice before just kind of logging on and poking around, because obviously every time you log on to any website, they capture your IP address. They interact with your browser in ways that could result on malicious websites in getting malware or spyware placed on your computer without your knowledge or permission. It could result in something as simple as putting tracking cookies on your browser, which happens all the time with commercial websites all over the place. So when you want to connect to a website that you have a little bit of an uneasy feeling about, what you can do is go on StartPage, do your search, DARPA or whatever it might be, you sneaky insects, whatever you want to look up. When you get the results, underneath the results, so you'll have the option of clicking on it normally and just going straight to the website, you then leave and lose all of those start page protections. Like, we don't record your IP address, we don't make a record of your searches, there's really no data at all that's collected. But when you leave and you go to DARPA's website, they get to see you. Well, the new thing you can do is when you want to visit that website anonymously and invisibly, you click proxy, which is right underneath the web result. So every result has this little proxy option. When you click it, StartPage actually goes out to the website in question, grabs the information, actually loads the page for you through their server. So what DARPA sees is that some server, in San Jose, California, that belongs to StartPage went onto their page and loaded it up. And what you see is the actual page with a StartPage data protected window around it. So you have this little proxy window, and anything that you click from within that window, so let's say now you want to kind of poke around and look at some sublinks, those will all load within that same proxy window as well. So it's essentially a way that you can go on any page on the internet totally invisibly and anonymously. StartPage is not going to be watching you. If you use the encrypted version, which is instead of going you go to startpage.com, your URL bar will say http://blah blah blah. All you have to do is put in an S, so it's HTTPS like secure, and that will actually encrypt your transmissions even further, so that even your own ISP, your Comcast or your AT&T or whoever's providing you with your internet service, they won't be able to see what you're doing either, or even where you're going.
So that's really taking privacy to the next level. Not only are your searches private through startpage.com, but there's an option on every search result that allows you to essentially surf to that website through StartPage's servers, protecting your IP address, protecting your information completely.
Yeah, and also protecting you from the potential that somebody could load malware and spyware on your computer. And I want to point out today's headline story with like 50-point font on WorldNet Daily at WND.com was all about this. Actually, I did a great interview yesterday or had a great conversation with one of their reporters, and we talked about Google, Yahoo, and Bing and what those guys are doing and why we need to be, you know, cautious about just jumping onto any old search engine. And what I pointed out and what I think people need to realize and why, you know, we need to support companies like StartPage is when you go on to Google or Yahoo or Bing or whatever search engine you're using, they're making a record of all your searches. And you may think, well, you know, big deal, what do I care? The reality is that they are amassing these data dossiers on Americans that would, you know, make the KGB green with envy. We're talking about sort of an eye in the sky view, and it's things that you wouldn't even tell your own mother. You know, we have this illusion when we sit in a room and we've got the door shut and we're alone and it's just us and the computer. We have this illusion that probably stems from, you know, the early days when we would be reading books or sitting in the library. You'd know, hey, I'm reading what's in the book. Nobody else is around. Mm-hmm. But what we don't realize when you're on a computer, especially if you're on a data hungry website like Google, which loves to amass data about everything, every single click you make is monitored and observed. And so we unthinkingly go on. You know, a woman has a miscarriage. She goes on and what does she do? She looks it up on Google. You get prescribed a new medication. What do? You go look up the side effects on Google. You get a rash between your toes. Where do you go? You go to Google. You're worried about getting laid off from your job. You look up unemployment benefits on Google. You're having problems in your marriage. You look up a marriage counselor on Google. So we're essentially giving these people these incredibly intimate glimpses that they put together, and they create this complete and total picture of your life. Now, where this is problematic for people who care about liberty and people who are concerned about government tyranny is if you look back, what actually converted me, because I used to use Google like everybody else, thinking that there was no alternative and not really wanting to know. I kind of buried my head in the sand. And what woke me up was when Google partnered with the Centers for Disease Control to identify people that they thought might have the flu on the basis of their Google searches. And so what they would do is they actually installed an algorithm that would watch you. And if you put in certain terms and certain combinations that led them to think that you might have the flu, like maybe you looked up chicken soup and Robitussin in the same search, then they would use your IP address to pinpoint your location and put a red dot on a map.
Sure. And the way they did that was just for informational purposes. They weren't exactly, turning over your locations exactly, but that they could, right? I mean, if the government
came to them and said... Yeah, exactly. The thing that concerned me about it is that Google does have all that other information about you. They're obviously partnering with the federal government. They partnered with the CDC for this. They turned over all these locations, in their Google Flu Trends map to the government. And, you know, you may say, well, that's not a big deal. The thing that I think is a big deal, though, is because Google and these other search engines, Yahoo and Bing, have such a complete picture of our lives. If we get to the point where one of these, some Patriot Act request comes in and says, hey, I want to know everybody who voted for Ron Paul.
Right.
I want to know everybody who cares about the Constitution.
Catherine, we're short on time, but even if they didn't want to give it up to the government could still just take their servers and could take all the information, whereas StartPage.com doesn't even have that information that they can take from them.
You got it.
So now you've got total proxy browsing available through StartPage.com, and it's free. There's no membership fee, right? right?
No, nope, it's free. It's good stuff. It's advertiser supported, and you don't have to click on the ads.
Plus, you mentioned Yahoo and Bing, and you get those results in the search results from startpage.com, so it's just as good. Hey, Catherine, thanks for stopping in and telling us about that, because
I'm pretty excited
about it. Thank you for the call tonight. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, a webcam, and even listen lines. You can go get all the details, listen for free around the clock at freetalklive.com. Actually, go to listen.freetalklive.com. And if you want gold and silver, go to gold.freetalklive.com.
Indeed, we have gold and silver available at some of the best rates that you're going to find on the internet. You can spend all your time researching for the very best rate on each individual coin, and there has to be, right? It's a huge internet out there. There has to be some better rate on an individual coin. But we've tried to compile the very best rates that we can on, you know, all of these coins in conjunction with Midas Resources. Also, we've set a program for people that, you know, say you're not doing very good at saving money. I can tell you that I really feel that. You know, most of my life I wasn't very good at that. We've set up a program where you can, you know, call this telephone number and put a certain aside, you know, every week or every other week, whatever it is you get your paycheck. Just call 877-857-9938. It's 877-857-9938. And you can put 20 or 25 coins on layaway, pay on them weekly or biweekly, and then when you've paid them off, they'll send them to you, and you can do it all over again.
Gold.freetalklive.com, 800-259-9231 allows you to dial in about anything. Peter's been waiting patiently in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Peter.
Hi, guys. Thanks very much for the show, and thank you to the people involved with StartPage. That's great news. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I know normally when you're trying to find proxy services on the Internet, if you manage to find one that actually functions, they want to charge you money for it. So this is amazing that it's, you know, it's being...
That is what I found, too, and I'm very excited. I'm looking forward to getting home and checking that out.
Very good, sir. What else was on your mind?
I was calling about Jack's call in law enforcement against prohibition. I was very frustrated listening to that and trying to call him as quickly as possible. I really think that, like many politicians, and I mean he's a political active person, that's really what his organization is now. He is either lying or he is incompetent to a dangerous point.
What do you mean?
I believe he is trying to distract from what really happened in this circumstance. First of all, aside from the fact that I disagree entirely, I believe that I hear people say this all the time, refer to things like Brad's discretion or an officer's discretion and not inflicting some sort of unjust or unconstitutional law on someone as civil disobedience. That is wrong. That is part of the system. That is by design. The oath that these people, what I would have liked to have asked him is, hypothetically, in case he doesn't believe this applies here, if there is a conflict between the national constitution or the state constitution and some silly ordinance in a locale, what then should an officer do? And I can tell you that it is by design that they are supposed to weigh and come to a conclusion on whether or not it's a harmful or a just law and defend the superior law of the land, if you want to call it that, and the rights of the people. And another thing he mentioned, he turned it around as though discretion could be turned to assume power rather than just to not interfere with people. Choosing not to interfere is not the same as choosing to interfere with somebody. And somebody who understands the Constitution, if somebody were out there aggressing upon people with or without some costume with a badge on, then it would be the right of every other person, including the people with the badges on, to stop that person. And when he tried to make it out as though an officer, how terrible it would be or whatever, with officers using their own discretion and doing fill in the blank, you know, use some of this terror logic, the scariest possible scenario you can think of that they might just decide to do for themselves, as though that would be part of the system you're endorsing when you talk about discretion. Again, their job would be, as our servants, to operate within the confines of a very small role. And that also leads me to the point that the Constitution, state and federal, were restrictions on the government that might possibly come to be there, not the people. So when he starts talking about, he made a comment at one point about how the Constitution If somebody, let's see, what was it? What if the officers decided to use their discretion and not enforce your rights? Well, that's silly. You don't have to enforce rights. Rights are a natural order of things.
Mm.
What he was talking about is an officer neglecting his duties in protecting someone, or worse, aggressing on somebody. And in that circumstance, if you had a multitude of officers who all had their personal discretion in what's supposed to be a free society, who understand the Constitution, one bad guy going out to hurt a bunch of people will be stopped by one other officer who really is an officer, who really is out there trying to help people.
Yeah, and that is all of those are excellent points, and I wish we had had more time with Jack, but I told him it would be no longer than an hour, so I had to end it there. I was just going to suggest you can make another point, but I was just going to suggest that if you haven't yet, maybe you might want to consider emailing your thoughts to Jack and or the full executive board of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
I did to Jack immediately upon hearing about Brad being given the boot, and I probably should have to the entire board.
I'm sure it got to them.
And,
maybe not.
One other thing I'd like to say, and
sure.
I'm sorry, I'm kind of trying to keep my thoughts organized here.
No,
but,
go ahead.
Jack mentioned all I did was dismiss someone I didn't agree with who doesn't represent my organization in the proper way. This is where I had a problem. This is what I pointed out to him in my letter to him. If that's all he did, I would sit back and go, okay, another political organization without the courage to really take a step that, you know, like I believe it was Dale pointed out, he may think this is the proper thing for his organization. I don't agree, and Dale doesn't agree either. But that aside, he's going to do what he thinks is best. But that's not all he did. He didn't just say, you know what, your way is this way, ours is this way, and we no longer fit. He came out and said this guy was unethical.
That's true.
And immoral. And that is very, very, very different, especially when the opposite is true. And this gets back to me feeling like this guy either is so backwards.
I would say that he's really, I think he's sincere in what he's saying. I think that his position is very well represented amongst the ranks of law enforcement. In fact, one of the questions I would have liked to have asked, and I just didn't have time to get it out, was when did peace officers become law enforcement officers? I mean, Jack Cole's, probably in his 60s, and he's been around for a while, so I just wonder, you know, they're talking about how law enforcement officers have to enforce the law, that's their job, da-da-da-da-da, this kind of mindless automaton mentality. But they used to be called peace officers, because if you look at their code of ethics, it's a very peaceful-sounding code of ethics to protect the peaceful against violence or disorder, to protect the innocent against deception, to serve mankind, to safeguard lives and property. But so much of the mission of law enforcement today is to threaten lives and property, to harm the peaceful, to use violence against the peaceful. And I think you're absolutely right. Great points tonight. Thanks for making them and dialing in and taking the
Thank
time
you.
With that. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. And this is Free Talk Live.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners, you want to grow dirt cheap superfoods, should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote the show over at promote.freetalklive.com. Just head over there and get a whole list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose the ideas of freedom to more people over at promote.freetalklive.com.
And if you need a solution for helping to eliminate those extra trips that one has to take with, the grocery bags, either taking them in from the car or, say, out to the boat or something like that, try Totasac. It's spelled T-O-T-A-S-A-K, no C in there, Totasac.com. And you can go see this wonderful little handle that I take with me every time I go to the grocery store. I don't even have to worry about a cart when I leave the checkout line anymore. I just take these handles, and they're awesome. Totasac.com.
1-800-259-9231. Continuing with your phone call, Stephen is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Stephen.
Hello. Before I get started what I'm talking about, I'm not yet an amplifier because I keep spending my money on all your other stuff. I bought Totasacs. I bought about $1,000 worth of gold and silver at gold.freetalklive.com.
Thank you.
Wow.
I bought a robot kitty, kitty litter thing, a cat box, for $300 and something from Amazon and some tools for my business. And I set up a website through HostGator.com tonight.
Wow.
So yeah, man, I'm really on it, but I just don't, now I'm out of money, so I can't be an amplifier, so.
That's all right. We appreciate it. I'm sure our advertisers appreciate it.
I was going to say, your advertising is too effective. You need to tone it back a little.
Okay. I just sent Mark a link through Facebook about what I'm about to talk about. I was looking up some stuff online and just typing in certain keywords. And I found this poll that says, why don't you smoke pot? And it's really interesting. There's about 20, 25 choices. And they range from things like it's dangerous, I've moved on to other drugs, it's prohibitively expensive, it makes me sleepy, et cetera. The fact that it is illegal, this is a poll of, by the way, 240 people who don't smoke pot, and I can't, you know, it's probably not scientific what, you know, plus or minus 5% or something would be probably a good guess for accuracy. And the number two reason is that people don't smoke pot, people who don't smoke pot don't smoke it, is because it's illegal, which that sounds like it's kind of high until you look at how many choices there are, and that's actually only 10% of the vote, 25 of the 240 people polled. The number one reason was, I just have no interest.
Now, wait, point of information, is this just an internet poll anyone can vote in?
Right, yeah, exactly. It's an internet poll. It looks like it's closed. I wasn't
able to
vote on
it. What's the website that it is on?
It's on MrPoll.com.
So it's just like a website where people can go and create their own polls?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, so,
yeah,
we, so don't know,
not,
we don't know
be terribly scientific.
Yeah, obviously not, because we don't know who it was marketed to. We don't know who those 240 people are and where they found the link to that that led them there. But still, kind of an interesting factoid, I suppose.
Hey, you know, it's funny how only 5% of the population, at least the ones that answered this question, are deluded as to believing it's dangerous.
Exactly. 5%. That's right. That's on there. Yeah.
It's probably more dangerous, say, than not smoking pot, but it's not as dangerous as so many more activities that these people take part in on a daily basis,
like driving.
Yeah, things like that. So, drinking alcohol.
I mean,
there's
an
activity
that one.
Significantly more dangerous than smoking
tobacco.
Yeah. Now, if it's dangerous in the sense that there are armed people that may come after you and do terrible, terrible things to you if you decide to engage in it. But I don't think that's where, I'm guessing that's not where the people who answer this, what might have been coming from.
So, Stephen, did you want to share anything else with us tonight?
No, I just enjoy the show, and thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you for being out there. Appreciate you patronizing our advertisers. 800-259-9231, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Apparently, the gentleman that called in earlier, Wolfgang, when he was talking with Jack, wanted to get a little bit more out. He emailed a follow-up. We had Jack Cole on from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Jack Cole was on to defend Law Enforcement Against Prohibition's policy of not allowing anyone to associate with their organization if they are out actively advocating that law enforcement officers not enforce bad laws. And I think it's an unfortunate position for Jack to take. He's not backing away from it. He believes that this is the best thing for his organization to do. And to that I say, great, you know, good luck to you. I just am not, it's going to be hard for me to be very excited about promoting an organization like that. And I really hope that maybe Brad Jardis or some of the other folks, because it's not just Brad Jardis. There was a guy that called, a law enforcement officer that called the show Saturday night to say he was so upset about what Leap did to Brad that he's withdrawing his membership from Leap. We had a jail guard who is in the process of applying to become a speaker for Leap who has withdrawn his application and is withdrawing his membership from Leap as a result of this. So there's even an exodus to some extent. Maybe it's a very small one.
I think it's going to get bigger. I'm already highly questioning whether I can support Leap after this. I think it's an extremist stance to make this statement about what Brad said. I think was a very moderate statement because he drew a line somewhere, and I thought it was a very modest line saying, look, medical marijuana users are seriously being hurt by this. I cannot in good conscience continue to do this. And I just think it was a reasonable line to draw, and for them to react the way they did, I think is an extremist position.
Well, I think
they're very harmful for their image.
One of the reasons that they reacted was, what I heard from Jack was essentially Ian's, sort of header that that was on freekeen.com. Ian put a header that was like, dun-dun-dun, Brad Jardis, super cop says, you know, and Leap Speaker says we're not going after medical marijuana people, and you know,
he said he was not going
after he's not going after them, and it you know, that probably got them on the other side, the Leap people, all upset because they're, you know, it looks like Brad's, you know, said that I am a member of law enforcement officers against prohibition, and I say that we shouldn't do this, and I'm not doing it anymore.
I guess it looks like that if you don't have good reading comprehension.
I don't think he said we shouldn't do this. I think he said I cannot. I cannot.
Right. Of course.
No, he did. Did he call for law enforcement officers to stop doing it? I'm not sure. I'll have to check.
But and I'd like to point out that then he quit 3 days later, which is fine. I think that it's okay if your conscience doesn't allow you to do the job anymore. But to, you know, law enforcement against prohibition is sort of an organization of people that are law enforcement officers and former law enforcement officers and are encouraging a change in legislation. They're not encouraging a change in behavior of law enforcement officers.
He did say,
I realize that. I understand that, and I understand that you know, they have this notion of wanting to maintain a certain image in order mm-hmm. to do that. But there's also an important culture change that has to happen to allow that to happen.
When have cops ever been on the vanguard of cultural change? They are, in fact,
They are the honor guard
of protecting us against cultural change.
If they're brave, they could be, though, and maybe that's what someone like Brad is.
Brad tried to be that. Right? He tried to be the first one of hopefully
admittedly,
many.
Admittedly, but then he left, and I think that the concern here is that that law enforcement against prohibition, the organization Leap.cc, would then be sort of labeled as the organization that tells law enforcement officers not to do their jobs anymore.
Then if a police officer decides
to jump in. I'm not saying that that's what they're saying. I'm saying that people that are on the other side of this equation, the majority of law enforcement officers
that
and the supermajority.
They're concerned of the perception. I understand.
And the supermajority of administration will then paint anybody who decides to be an open member of law enforcement against prohibition, which is just what they should be able to do. It is their constitutional right to say, I think this law is wrong.
Brad did say in his original post that I will never arrest a person who possesses, uses, grows marijuana to treat a medical condition, and neither should any other New Hampshire law enforcement officer who intends to follow his or her oath, because it's Brad's understanding of the oath that he swore that it's upholding his oath to not arrest medical cannabis users. And that was the point of his post. And Jack Cole disagrees, and that's why there needs to be a new organization to encourage law enforcement officers to do the right thing. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at HBX.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order, and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If AutoShip B, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Back with more Free Talk Live, and you are allowed to call in and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. Plus, coming up here, we still have to do a Totesac giveaway tonight, right, Mark?
That's right.
All right, so stay tuned for your opportunity to win a two-pack of the Totesac.
If you want a six-pack, you can go to totesac.com. And you can go to startpage.com. You can take their seven-day challenge. For 7 days, you can use startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines. But unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. And now, if you use the proxy link underneath every search result, you can have complete privacy in your surfing. It works with the vast majority of web pages out there. The funny thing is, it doesn't work with freetalklive.com.
Well, we talked to Catherine about that, and apparently they're not running JavaScript through it, which makes sense, because if you've got a bunch of people using a proxy, then you can't have that their proxy server running all that JavaScript for you or whatever. So
it'd be the biggest, giantest computer in the world, huh?
Yeah, basically, they just have to pass the content of the website. But freekeen.com looks pretty much complete. It's missing the top picture, but you're getting the text. You're getting
I think there are coding ways around that that could be addressed that might make it where it would. I'm not certain about that. I have to look into it.
I'm sure there are.
I think there might be where you can make alternate code come up when JavaScript's not enabled or something like that.
We'll be working on that on our side, but it's startpage.com. And
you don't want to surf our website anonymously. There's no reason for it.
Right. That's the point that Karen made, is that it's not like the good news is that nobody needs to proxy our page. It's those statuses out there that we need protection from.
Right. That's probably true, but there are occasionally times when someone might be at work. If there's somewhere where Free Talk Live is blocked for some reason,
might help you.
Get to it that way, but the proxy's not blocked.
So, all right, we continue here. We're going to get to an email from a gentleman that called in while we had Jack Cole on from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. He had a few more thoughts, and he didn't have enough time to get them out on the air, so I wanted to share those. He says, here's the point that Jack would not allow me to make. My point has nothing to do with undefined discretion, and it doesn't even have anything to do with obey justice first and the law second. The constitutions define the oaths, and the constitutions clearly
no, they don't. You see, that's where he was mistaken. I wasn't going to jump all over him. They do define oaths for, say, the president, as he made that point. Mm-hmm. What they don't define are oaths for law enforcement officers. Many of the states were created before they ever had law enforcement officers. I mean, the first law enforcement officers, I don't think, in New York City came around until the early to mid-1800s. I think London was the first city in the world to have police. Now, there's a difference between a sheriff and a police officer. But, so they know they don't have these oaths inside of them for the police officers. The next point he makes I think has some validity.
He says constitutions clearly demand loyalty to the Constitution first and then the laws second.
Well, the oaths do. Many of the oaths that these police officers take do list the Constitution first, and I think that that's the most important part of his argument.
So Jack is not being honorable by saying the rule of law means follow the law without regard for the Constitution.
But the law is messed up, and it was messed up way, way, way before LEAP came along, way before prohibition laws came along. Laws, the system of laws was messed up from the very beginning. So if you sign on as a law enforcement officer, you're really signing up as, from the point of view of everybody on this show, and likely this emailer too, you're signing up as a member of this gang. So the laws themselves, they are law enforcement officers, really, first and foremost. The oath may say otherwise, but they're law enforcement officers.
Well, then the oath is meaningless, is what you're saying.
I think that it's dressing. It's showmanship.
Some people
it's
like
a beret.
The whole thing is
right.
Dressing and showmanship.
It's a cute beret on the head of a mass murderer. I mean, that's all it is.
But Brad ought to be able to use that as a foundation for his point that he took this oath and Ian described the oath. And like you said, the Constitution is first, the Constitution always should, the whole idea of laws being valid or not is supposed to be based on the Constitution. That's the principle, at least.
I like Brad's position. I think that it's unfortunate the way some of the things worked out here, and I think that there's an opportunity for reconciliation if that's what they want, if that's what every party here wants, and I don't think they do. but I think that it's sort of unfortunate, but I do think that LEAP had to sort of protect its viability among other law enforcement officers out there.
LEAP is a political organization, and LEAP did what they believed to be the most politically expedient thing, and that is excommunicate Brad. That's basically what they did.
Not entirely excommunicate him, but yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I understand Jack was kind of hemming and hawing on that particular point, but the way he wrote that said that Brad cannot use the term LEAP in association with his name. So whether they got rid of his membership or not, Brad can't say, I'm a member of LEAP. Even though he is a member of LEAP, according to Jack Cole. So, effectively, publicly, Brad Jardis has been kicked out of LEAP.
Well, he can't represent himself as
he can't say he's a member.
Representative of LEAP.
Right. No, not a representative. A member.
He says he can't say he's a member.
That's right.
Yeah,
and Jack didn't deny that. He kind of danced around
it. Sounds like he's effectively kicked out.
That's
fine,
right. Well, he's in the organization, but is essentially an anonymous member at this point. There's no ability to tell anybody about it.
I think it's a very tough situation. I think LEAP... I
understand why it's tough from their perspective as being political animals and trying to appease the politicians and trying to appease the muckety mucks and the higher ups at the law
these
enforcement.
These are the ones that enforce these laws.
They didn't need to take such. I think the stance they took is actually, again, I think that was a harmful, very strong stance in
I
a certain direction.
With you on this one.
I mean, I think they had a choice to alienate a lot of people in one direction or alienate a lot of people in the other direction. I think they made the worst choice.
I think they probably made the best choice for their organization.
Or not necessarily alienate that much just by not making any statement about it. I mean, they chose a large amount of alienation and possibly, I think, what can hurt them in the long run in terms of the amount of people willing to support them.
I think that Mark's right on this one because I think Mark's right in his position that they did what was right for their organization because their organization panders to the political class. And Jack Cole obviously has no problem cutting loose supporters like myself and you. I mean, you were wrestling with it during one of the breaks, whether or not you could continue supporting LEAP. And I, for one, I don't feel like
a lot of other supporters that will help them in their goal to change the laws. So yeah, I'm not ready to take that stance that this was the best thing politically to do.
Right now, they're the best organization out there going against prohibition, in my opinion, especially for law enforcement officers, and which are the front line of holding the status quo. Do I support a competing organization? Heck yes. I'm a capitalist. I support competition everywhere. I think competition makes everyone better. However, I'm not ready to support an organization of three law enforcement officers that come out with a handful.
I have to disclaim that my position on this is essentially academic because I'm not out to change the laws. I'm just out to delegitimize the power behind them. I mean, I think that's so important, and that the compromises that I would make in order to try and change the laws would sacrifice something that is much more valuable to me, delegitimize the evil that's making these laws enforceable.
And to that end, Brad did assists you with your goals of delegitimizing. When Brad, as a law enforcement officer, says, I'm not going to enforce these laws, it gives them delegitimizes them, and that's one of the concerns that Jack Cole has. So if what Jack Cole wants, and it's what Jack and his executive board want that matters for LEAP, not what we want. So if what they want, this is the only reason why I'm agreeing. Just looking at it from his perspective, he wants to pander to politicians, and Brad's position isn't going to pander to politicians in the way that they want.
That, and I'm just saying again academically, because from my own position I don't have the same goals as LEAP, but I'm just saying my academically my opinion is that it's going to hurt their goals as well, because politically, yes, there might be some politicians that will see them more favorably, but there's an awful lot of support they need in a lot of other areas to make their goals happen. And I think they lost a lot of that.
I agree with you. I think that he maybe underestimated the amount of people that he's going to lose over this. But on the other hand, I definitely see that if he wants to pander, then having people like us associating and people like Brad associating with his organization is not going to help him in that way. Wolfgang says that the real rule of law and the constitutions require all executive, legislative, and judicial officers to obey the Constitution first and not the statutes when the officer himself thinks they're in conflict. That's the rule of law in the American English common law tradition. Natural rights, like the Ninth Amendment, and individual responsibility are written right into the constitutions. And indeed, Gardner Goldsmith pointed out that this was the intention of the founders, to have the police officers be a check and balance, not just a mindless enforcers, but to be a check and balance, a human level of check and balance over what can be a very inhumane system. All right, so coming up here, hour number three, your chance right now, though, to win a Totesack, two-pack of the Totesack, if you dial in and your caller number two at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. Caller 2 wins a 2-pack of the Totesack, and hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.